Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Foxy, representing Florida, the South, baby, this Grudge Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Tom. Yo, yo, what's happening? So I was running a little bit late, but you know it's a good folks.
Yeah, Crew Chief, we're running a little late, brother. I got you on. Sorry about the inconvenience of picking my son up for school. Left the time. Forgot about the time.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. Shit. Damn, what it do, brother? What it do? What's good with you? Besides picking Big Saul up, what's happening with you, brother?
What'd you say, Coochie?
I asked what was good with you besides picking your son up, brother.
Oh, man, trying to get in. Running a little behind. Sorry about the time. But go ahead and run down through your sponsors, brother. Let's get in for a night.
Chip. Oh, excuse me. Y'all work with me. It's been a long day for me. Good Lord, it's been a long day. Yeah, like T5 said, he wanted to go ahead and run down through my sponsors. But before I run down through my sponsors, you know, first and foremost, I got to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. So I want to thank you, my Lord and Savior, for blessing me and continue to bless me in so many different ways that you have done this far. You know, bless the listeners. You know, friends, family, my loved ones, my enemies, bless all of them, because Lord knows we need them. So with that being said, I want to say thank you. Thank you. So now I got that out the way, run down through these sponsors real quick. First up, first and foremost, as always, my main man, Big Low, DNL Performance, baby. Noxious Racing Apparels, Race Fittings, Horsepower Sales, Applied Nitrous, TRZ Motorsports, Wilson Manifolds, Grudge Inc., AA Performance, Eric's Automotive, Kelly's Racing, PRD Racing Engines, ATL Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Big Dick Muscle Cars, Dale's Wheels and Tires, Price Accounting Firm, and last but not least, Remy Martin VSOP. Now that I got that out the way, we're going to try to jump right into it. Five, you there? I think Five slid off from me. Let me try to get him again. Five, are you there? Okay. Let me try one more time. They always say third time's a charm. They always say the third time is charm. God damn it. Let me see. T5, are you there?
Yeah, I was in the private room, brother.
See what I'm talking about? That's exactly what I'm talking about. They say third time's a charm, so I already knew you wasn't too far. I just ran down through my sponsors. I got you want to add something before we get into weekly discussion? What's what? Who's who and all that good stuff.
Man, you know how it go, man. We just getting ready for the, you know, we got two shows we're getting ready for. We're getting ready for Machete Eddie event coming down this weekend. And then after that, we're getting ready for the Rumble in the Jungle down at Showtime Dragway. You know, consists of, you know, the Get Down and Lay Down crew. Myself, Crew Chief, and Big Low. Getting ready to have us a nice little showdown there, man. That's all we're trying to do is get ready. But other than that, man, you know, let's see what we got going on. What's on your mind, brother?
Man, I'm going to be 100. I got to be 100 or I wouldn't be me. Only thing on my mind right now is some sleep. Because, boy, I know 2 o'clock in the morning going to be here faster than a mother. But I can't go to sleep without bumping my gums a little bit. I dozed off briefly, catch me a little power nap, you know, before I got on the show. Got me running a little late right now, but it's all right. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to push on through. Look, man, I got a phone call last night from Dog and Tony Vines, Tony Wright, and a couple other fellas was on the phone. Everybody beating on their chest about, coming down on the 30th to the Rumble in the Jungle. He talking a lot of trash about what they wanted to do and how they wanted to do it. Man, I think them boys just think we sweet or something, Kyle. I think them boys might feel like they got some push-down pussy or something, man. I don't know, man. But I can understand where they coming from, you know, because it is a little cold up there, and they brain on freeze a little bit. So, you know, with that being said,
I don't got to tell you, everything looks sweet, ain't sweet. That's all I can tell you. Don't come down here in the sun and get what you're looking for. That's all I got to say on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's most definitely what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that, brother.
I don't think Florida going to let us down twice. I can tell you that shit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, bro. Hey, they sleeping on us. They sleeping on us down here. They got something dead. They sleeping on us, figuring they got something dead. Bro, you know, I know Tony. He sounded like he was real hyped up, and Tony Wright had the audacity to say that we wouldn't even gonna show up to our own show. I mean. Where these guys, I don't know, like in the words of Dog, they got to be on that molly. They got to be on that molly, bro, for them to think we ain't going to show up. I mean, like I say, I'm not 100% sure what their issue is, but you already know we ain't ducking nobody, and they definitely can get whatever it is they looking for. How my dad always used to say, he always used to tell us back in the day, we've been done got wrong, and he been done put that belt on our ass, and he always had the saying, don't get what's on your mind, put on your ass. So, with that being said, to all them country bunkins out there, figure we sweet, you know, they got something easy over here. I'm gonna just say it like that. Don't get what's on your mind, put on your ass. So, hey, let it do what it do. Word to the wise. Run. run for your life. That's all I can say. But, shit. Five done slid off from me. Somebody must got their hand up or something like that. But, man, I hear from watching the news, man, they got some crazy weather going on right now, real crazy weather going on. Up north, I'm glad I'm down here in the bottom. I mean, shit, right now it's probably about 65, 64 degrees, 66, something like that. Ain't too bad. A little windy. Feel good. But I'm looking. Yo,
not to cut you off, I got my main man, Mr. Ed, on the phone, man. You know, he got a show coming up this weekend. I had to get him in right quick. He got a couple cars over there. He welding on, getting it in. My main man, Ed, is going to knock us, man. I got to get him in for a few minutes. 954-7642. Ed, what's going on with you, brother? You on with Crew Chief.
What's going on, Crew Chief Kelly?
I ain't got nothing, man.
Not much over here at the shop trying to get right for the put up or shut up race. I got, we got some grudge races lined up. We got a little no cage G body grudge going on between Jasper and Rick with Strictly Business. We got the 28th going crazy over here. All the guys from South Florida are trying to do it. The Donk Dane's going crazy. Big Lowe's going to be in the seat. Oscar from PRD's going to be in the seat. And we got the Banshees going, man, and some back half. It's going to be a good time down here in South Florida. We're going to have good weather. And it is what it is, you know.
I'm with you on that, Ed. I'm definitely with you on that. You know, I definitely personally, myself, as long as the good Lord wake me up to see it, I will be there, brother, to support you. And, you know, watch this thing go down real big.
You're going to be fine, too.
You guys
are all locked in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, Lodum got that handled on lock. You know, I'll be working, so I let Low handle all that. Low say we good, so it's all good. Just a little warm-up race. Go ahead and warm up, knock the dust off this thing, because, you know, dogs.
Do you need to bring the Johnson & Johnson, or you got the Johnson & Johnson?
Man, you bring it, I'm going to use it. Hey, you bring it, I'm going to use it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm going to knock the dust off this thing, because I got to knock fire from dog ass, because he's been talking, and I just ain't been able to latch hold his ass just yet. But we only got a couple more races this year, and they just so happen to be, you know, real, real convenient for us to get to. So with that being said, if I catch his ass at any track, I'm going to bless his old ass. So you,
hey, you going to put him on his stomach?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on his stomach and run real deep up in him. He don't look like he can take that much. He don't look like he can take that much, but I'm damn sure going to see. But, yeah, Ed, I look forward to, bro, coming out and, you know, supporting you, bro, and doing our thing like we always do.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a good time. Like, we're also, we got a fundraiser going, too, for the Joe DiMaggio kids. So we're going to be raffling off a bunch of parts. Wilson Manifold's going to be donating some parts. We got gift certificates for UPR, Mustang Specialties donating, you know, gift certificate for Free Dyno. Race Part Solutions going to be having some parts out there. ATF's going to be out there. We're going to be actually having a practice tree out there for people who want to grudge race, try each other on reaction time. And a lot of the money, we're going to be charging a dollar for that. And that money's going to be going to the foundation. So.
Sounds good. Definitely sounds good, brother. Hey, something on a positive note. You know, a lot of people have these races and forget about, the less fortunate, smaller people, you know, out there and stuff like that, especially if you forget about the kids and the fans. So, that's, you know, you definitely got a good thing going. So, like I say, we appreciate what you do for us throughout the year. So we definitely going to stand behind you, brother. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Hey, your family, right? Team.
Oh, we blood, brother. We blood, we fam, hey. So it's all good, Ed. So what you working on at the moment, Ed? You say you welding and grinding and stuff. What you got going on at the moment?
Just narrowing the rear end for a Mustang. We got a little guy trying to shoot for some new records with a 2011 Mustang. We got a pro charger on it. So right now we're just putting some 9-inch ends on it, got a brand new Mosher axle, spool, put all that together. And then we got to tighten up our boy Jasper's car for that no-gauge grudge race. We got to make sure that he's on fire. You know, give him that Machete Eddie confidence.
All right. Okay. That's what's up. Hey, I hate to put you on the hot seat, Ed, but, you know, I got to put you on the hot seat. I got to put you on the hot seat real quick. I don't care how you answer the question, but I got to put you on the hot seat real quick, right? Get them boys one Machete Eddie tech tip. Just one. I don't care what it is, where you pull it from.
All right, the Machete Eddie tech tip of the week would have to be, I would have to say it'd be more for a racing strategy. That you know, the key thing is keeping the right mindset, making sure, you know, you cross all your T's, dot your I's. And, you know, make sure the tire pressure is right, your nitrous bottle pressure right, keep it the same, and do what you do, you know. I think that's one of the most important things in racing, that consistency wins races, not just high horsepower.
Hey, back to the basics, baby, back to the basics. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate it, Ed. If you got anything else you want to add, you could. You want to hang around, you could.
Yeah.
If not, I understand.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot of work to do getting ready.
Let me give a little shout out to the sponsors. You know,
go ahead,
like I said, Put Up or Shut Up There's a race going down here at County Line November 16th, which is this Saturday. Gates are going to be open around 3. Elimination is going to be around 5 or 6 in qualifying. Like I said, we got PRD in Opa-locka with the race engines. DNL doing all the donks in Big Low. Got DTB, Downtown Baggers. Chris with the no-cage Malibus and stuff. Of course, you got the Obnoxious Racing Apparel. You got Race Park Solutions. You got ATF, Specialties Machining, Speed and Truck World. And, you know, the whole gang from South Florida, UPR products. We're actually going to be coming up with UPR. I've been telling them they do all the billet switches and stuff like that for the Mustangs. So I'm going to have them take a look at some of the donks and stuff and see if we get some new billet pieces, interior stuff for the guys.
All right, that's what's up. Definitely sounds good. Well, one thing about it, he do it for the donks. He's going to make a killing because one thing about us down here, that we love the donks just as much as we love the race cars. So hey, if they make something for a donk, I'm pretty sure they're going to run crazy to buy it. So that's good looking out.
Yes, sir.
Shit. I ain't going to hold you up. Yeah, I know you're a busy
man. Congratulations, man. And hope you have a good show this weekend. Look, brother, look forward to seeing you. Hey, Cool Chief, you got your main man on the phone wanting to scream at you, man. Your main man. No, man. Another one of your main men. Let me see if you remember this number. 0684, you on live with Cool Chief.
What's going down, Crew Chief? Man, long time no talk to,
Mr.
man. Come
Larry.
On, Crew Chief.
Mr. Lair. What's good,
what's
bro?
Going on? What's happening, baby boy? How you been, man? How you been? Talk to me.
Man, I've just been trying to hold in the role, you know, keep between the mayonnaise and the muscle, Mr. Lair. You know what I mean? Just trying to keep it on track, that's all. How about yourself,
yep.
Brother?
Man, same here, man. God been blessing me, man. I've been enjoying myself, man. I've been making it do what it do. And my most important thing is, man, I'm glad to see us have a good year this year, man, and I'm hoping that it gets better 2014. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Leroy. Hey, one thing about it, if the good Lord keep blessing us the way he's blessing us, it's definitely going to get better, you know, for all of us. But especially my real true friends, my loyal listeners, you know what I mean? My team and my family, you know what I mean? Your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that you keep blessing us, bro. Can't do nothing but get better. I mean, like I said, we had a real good race here this year. I mean, we didn't win as many as we wanted to. We didn't win as many as we wanted to, but guess what? We get another shot at it next year to do, you know, bigger and better things. So I definitely look forward to the 2014 season. And hold on, we got A5. We got some background noise. I don't know if that's Ed. That is,
yeah, that's what I mean. Hey, I'm gonna yep. Take off, fellas. Good looking out, and hope to see everyone Saturday.
I appreciate it.
All right, peace.
Yeah, but Mr. Leroy. I mean, you know, well, like I say, he keep blessing us to see 2014 and keep everything going the way it's going, brother. We definitely gonna do it bigger and better, and you know, we definitely gonna turn this thing up a notch.
I heard that. Well, Crew Chief, you know what it takes. Hey, Crew Chief, you said something. You didn't win as many as you wanted to, but Crew Chief, you know what it takes to make a champion, don't you?
What's that?
Yeah, once you fall down, you got to get back up, man. You can't lay there. You got to get back up. So get on back up on that horse again and get to ride in 2014,
oh, yeah.
Trying to step back in here again.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
Oh, you
oh,
got
yeah,
that
Mr.
right.
Nero, we going to be hit upside the head. We're going to be hit upside the head from the best of them this year. Little Rick done hit us upside the head, and a couple other hard hitters done hit us upside the head. I mean, they done knocked us senseless. But you know, we struggling to bounce back, and you know, we trying to get our feet back up under us. But as soon as we get our feet back up under us, you know, Donye, he got way, and everybody else who end up getting way this year, you know, we definitely gonna run into them next year. If we don't close the year out, trying to get back. We definitely going to open the year on top of somebody's behind, Mr. Leroy. So with that being said, I appreciate the encouraging
that's
words.
Mr. Larry, Coochie.
Mr. Larry, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep saying Leroy.
Hey, Mr. Larry, you and Coochie, don't go nowhere now. I got somebody on the phone for both of y'all. I need both.
All
Larry,
right.
Don't go nowhere. When you finish talking, don't go nowhere.
I'm going to lay back and listen to the show anyway, man. I've been real quiet, man. I'm going to lay back and listen to the show and enjoy myself.
I appreciate
but
you.
But, Mr. Larry, don't go nowhere, because this next caller for you and Crew Chief, so neither one of y'all don't go nowhere. Crew Chief, you got another caller, loyal listener. 717-7115, I ain't going to call his name. You on live with Crew Chief.
What's happening, Crew Chief? What's happening, Larry?
Oh,
what's going on?
What's happening, kid?
Ain't nothing happening, man. Slow motion, man. A little chilly up here, but it's all good.
Come on down here, man. Hey, come on down here to Florida, man. Pack your bag. Y'all boys, come on down and put on your shorts. Come on, let's go out to the beach, man.
Hey, don't do that, because I think we got a warehouse down there. I might wind up moving down there.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, it's snowing up there yet?
It snowed a little bit the other day, but, it's all right now. It's supposed to get shit up in the 50s by the weekend. That's going to be a heat wave.
Damn. This is a heat wave where shit.
Down
on our side of town, we still got girls walking around with strings in their ass, man. So, I mean.
I heard that.
50 degrees, so, man. Cool. We ain't seen 50 degrees all year yet, man. We ain't seen no 50. Yeah,
I heard
that.
Yeah,
see some 50-degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so Crew Chief, how they treating my man Cold Killer?
How they treating him? I'm assuming they treating him all right. I mean, I don't know how they treating him myself personally, but I'm assuming they treating him right. He ain't said nothing too tough, so I'm assuming they can't be treating him too bad.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Yeah, because I got a slogan for my man, you know.
Go ahead.
Yep. He might as well crown himself the undisputed truth. Is that what he is?
The undisputed truth. Hey, he damn sure holding it in the road.
Truth.
Hey, kid, I give props where props due. He definitely holding in the road. He got the undefeated record. And, I gotta give him his props. You know, one thing about it, I'ma call it straight down the middle. He holding in the road. He doing something a lot of people haven't done this year, and shit, probably a lot of people ain't gonna do next year. And you know, that's
you got
whole
that
of,
right.
at this far in the year, hold a undefeated record. So with that
right.
being said, congratulations to Cold Killer and the BMF crew. You know, Chris Tuden and Big Mike over there, so congratulations to them, and keep the hope alive.
If you should get a chance to holler at him, tell him that slogan come from up north here, the undisputed truth, and tell him
okay,
who told
well,
you that.
Well, I'm gonna say I'm gonna wait till you give him that slogan, because you can give it to him now, but he got some pressure on his head. I'm talking about they got a hit out on them. Motherfucker called me, say, huh. Say a couple dudes done bought a couple choppers for some people I know, and they looking for him. So, I mean, he got pressure on his ass. He got some pressure on his ass. And if he manages to slide through this year, undefeated by the skin of his teeth, good. Cause boy, they, woof. He got some pressure. Listen,
they got a bounty out for him, huh?
Yeah, I hear Cold Killer. I only race one person at a time. One race at a time. Yeah, that shit sound good. That shit sound good to keep that pressure off your ass. That shit sound good. I ain't going to lie. That shit sound good, Mr. Lee. Kid, I ain't going to lie. You know, but, boy, if his ass get wrong, if he breaks stride any bit,
His ass
ain't worth a quarter. His ass is not worth
that.
A quarter. But like I say, I give him props what he probably do. Right now, this far in the year, he's holding an undefeated record. And like I say, I ain't no hater. I love him. Yeah, I give him props what he probably do. He doing his thing. So at this point in time, yeah, you can give him that. He the undisputed truth. That's what you call him, right?
That's right.
The undisputed truth. So that's what it is. I'd be sure to get that to him. If not, somebody on the phone listening to him will probably get it to him. Promise before the show get over, somebody get it to him.
Well, Coochie, tell Mr. Larry what's the fastest way to get news to somebody in the hood?
the fastest way news, the three fastest ways news travel to date, from beginning of time to date, is telephone, telegram, and telebrother. You do that, you still lose. It is the three fastest way news travel in the world. Telephone, telegram, and telebrother. What happened?
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
I heard it just the opposite. I heard that it was telephone, telegraph, and telewoman.
Oh, that too. Oh, you can do that too, man. Boy, good. Oh, hey, that's the only thing. Hey, that's the only thing gonna beat telling the brother is telling the woman. Oh, boy, do they gossip. Yes, goodness. Hey, but hold on now. You get some of these dudes gossip worse than women now. You get a lot of these dudes gossip more than worse than women. So, with that being said,
you got that right.
Yep. So you know that's how it is. But it is all good. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Cold Killer gonna get the message, and you'll hear it in the near future. You'll probably hear it by tomorrow, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, he the undisputed truth, this and that, blah blah blah. Trust me, they is not gonna let it fall by the wayside. You can believe that.
What's the temperature up there by you, Mr. Larry?
Huh?
What's the temperature up there by you and
Keith? Right now, I just saw, about 37 degrees or something like that?
Yeah, 36 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we don't want none of that.
Hey, man. Hey, man, 37 degrees, man. You got to reach in there and pull it up out your stomach, man. It's a job. Boy, that's some weather right there.
It would be nice if it was in reverse. That would have been nice.
Yeah, 73 degrees. You're absolutely right about that.
So, the Crew Chief, did anything happen spectacular at the Orlando, what's it called, race?
From what I understand, hold on, I got to give props to my crew, to one of my sponsors, ATF, Sean Ash, Jason Gatlin and the whole ATF crew. You know, they went out there and they laid down some real good numbers. On 275 running out the back door. You know, they was knocking on the door of the 6 second range.
Man.
Yeah, they was knocking on the door of the six second range, shutting it off early. My man said he couldn't see down there. He was going down through there and had no lights, so he had to abort. He was aborting mission early, but he didn't want to take no chance of hitting nothing going that fast or getting out of control on him. So he had to abort mission. So once again, I want to congratulate, you know, my sponsors. One of my sponsors, I want to say to Eric from Eric's Automotive. He was another one I sponsored. He had an accident down there on the top side. His parachutes came out and lifted back into his car up and got him out of shape, and he hit the wall, and he told his car pretty bad. You know, so that sucks. You know, we never want to hear about a racer, wrecking. wrecking their car, something of that nature. Mike Hill, I heard he was tuning someone's car. I'm not 100% sure who car was he was tuning.
York.
Yes, they went out. They came out through there and made it to the finals. And shit, I seen a video that they put up on Facebook that he was racing Kevin Fiskus, if I'm not mistaken. And shit, they had him dead. I don't know if the dude was looking at him, looked over to see where he was at, and ended up drifting to the center lane. And hitting the cone, but goddamn, when he was gate job, I think fucking Kevin Fiskus, I think the guy had his blinders on because he forgot to leave. Because goddamn, when the tree came down, that car must have bailed about two cars before Fiskus even moved. I mean, shit, they had it from looked like damn near, he was damn near to the 34th. Fiskus even thought about moving. But, you know, you can't win a, you can't win a race crossing the center line. So, with that being said, you know, it didn't work out. It didn't work out for him, but I still congratulations. You know, I give him props for doing what they did, you know, working their way up through the field to make it all the way to the finals. I mean, they had some fast cars over there and to go to the finals. To go to the finals at any competition, at any event, is a great accomplishment. You know, because you could have blown up from the, you could have, you know, something could have happened the first pass down the track. But you know, to continue for to be able to make continuous passes after pass after pass after pass, you know, and you know, make the rounds and make the call, and you know, your parts stay together, and you know, your team just staying, you know, upbeat. And everybody staying on the same page, because one thing about it, people fail to realize that teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I mean? You can have the fastest, you can have the best equipment money could buy, but if you don't have the team for it, your team ain't in the right spirits and all that stuff, you ain't got the right team, and you ain't going nowhere. You're pissing in the wind, brother. But, you know, teamwork definitely plays a big part of, you know, getting the job done when it comes to anything. Whether it's drag racing, building sandcastles, or basketball, or football, or whatever, you got to have the right team. So, like I say, congratulations to Mike Hill and his team for doing what they did, making it to the finals, and they had it. Hey, I'm proud of them. I'm definitely proud of them. But my team personally wasn't there. We wasn't there. We was too busy working, trying to get oil pressure. We got a few cars. We got a couple cars down in the camp, so we're just trying to get everybody back oil pressure and be, you know, up and ready for these next few races that we got going on. And, you know, we're just ready to shock a lot of people. You know, a lot of people slept on us. We got a lot of people that's counting us out this late in the game. You know, they think we're in the ninth inning. We ain't in the ninth inning yet. You know what I mean? We still in the middle of the seventh inning right now. But, you know, they got a lot of people counting us out. You know, I hear a couple guys say Big Low this, Big Low ain't that. T5 ain't this, Crew Chief ain't that, so on and so forth. But they just stay tuned. We got something for them. We always keep a little something in the bag for, you know, Baldy's race. Towards the end of the year, we always keep something in the bag. So it's about time we're getting ready. Yo.
Not to cut you off, but, hey, man, I got to give props out to my main man, Jimmy Marino and Big Craig. They was down there, too, man. They was doing their thing, man. They struggled with that car. They got it, you know, somewhat down packed, man. They had a good little showing with it. Craig pretty happy. And, you know, it was a good – they had a lot of fun this weekend. Crew Chief, we got a couple of callers on that I need to get on. We got one man I need to get on. Crew Chief, not to interrupt you, but he got to lay it down. We got to lay early morning. He got a race cap for his race this weekend. Shut up and race. If y'all don't mind, let me take him in. 706-1142. Shut up and race. Mandrell, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, that 1141. Come on, give it right now. Give it right.
Man, watch out, man.
Look, I appreciate y'all getting me on the show tonight. And first of all, last weekend, we had a good weekend of racing right here at Headhunter. I do that Shut Up Racing event. I hosted some everywhere, but most of the hosts are right here at Edenton. But it was a lot of racing going on down here, a lot of girls racing. As y'all can see, I put up a lot of videos. They on the D-Mr. 5 speed. I got to change that to Mandrell Shut Up Race. I put some of them on girls racing. So if you see videos up, those are me. But at the same time, like I said, we had a lot of guys. Street car shootout, had a guy named Terry from, I want to say Griffin or Macon area, won it with the truck. 7-0, Jamal and another guy, they in the final. But other than that, you know, it was a lot of girls going on here. A lot of y'all might not know the guys, but a lot of girls were going on down here in the place. And on the 30th, I'm planning on coming down there. So a T5 got oil pressure. I'm going to run him head up on the track. Keep it out. You got access. Heads off the trailer. I know I was telling Ted anything you have. Heads up off the trailer.
Yeah, Mandrell, you think you ready for that?
You sit back and relax. I'm back now.
Hey, man, it's Big Low, man. Man, who that was threw them lug nuts off for when he left the line?
Hey, Low. He forgot to tell you the man on the head two lug nuts on from the word go, man.
Hey, listen, bro. The man twisted up in the L, and the car went straight to bumper. The front bumper to the ground. I said, what the hell?
Ooh. Oh, that was the Cutlass.
Yeah, the Cutlass.
I said, what the hell?
Hey, man, that video got some of that hits, man. I put that video up at 9:30. I think they'll have a lot of hits, but not many that got enough. You know, that video got stupid hits, man. But the track, even it couldn't work a whole lot better. I had to tell it. So my in-law, they own the track, man. I scraped the rubber off the track for the first quarter. Who's had to show them that it's a hook. And once I do that, man, it's been excellent down here. But the whole track needs to be done like that. You know, I know we got to work to do that here. I'm hoping that if I get a chance to try to pull stuff up, you know, kind of go up.
Your phone breaking up, Major. You driving this one, Major?
Nah, I'm at the house. What about now? I'm on my headset. What about now?
Oh, you're on your headset. Okay. No problem. Yeah, five. You live, five. T5.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yeah.
Did I get what?
Check in with me, five.
Hey, Coochie, Mandrell, go ahead. If you finish, Mandrell, or you got a little more?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Y'all go ahead. I sit right back. I feel like I jump in. I feel like I need to back somebody on being attacked. I can sit back.
You need to back somebody up. Oh, my goodness.
You know what that sound like? That sound. Mandrell,
hold on. Damn that. Mandrell, if you get away from T5, can I get some of that then? Nick?
I don't want no problem with you. I don't want no problem with you.
Man, I can spin past Mandrell, man. He ain't got to worry about him getting past nobody, man. I can spin past Mandrell.
Who said that?
Grucci.
Who said that?
Man, we ain't even got to entertain Mandrell, man. We can spin past Mandrell, man. Don't need to worry about that, man.
Yeah, on the trailer. On the trailer with five. On the trailer with five.
On the trailer.
Hey, listen, you ain't got no problem. Listen, Mandrell, as long as I got some pressure that day, Mandrell, I'm having something.
Let me tell you.
You're going to get your wish, brother, because one thing about that Regal, it go down every time.
I probably would ring you, but you don't have no front bump on that truck. I can't run a truck like that with no front bump on. I can't do it.
What you mean I ain't got no bumper? I do have a front bumper.
They showed them too.
You had the bumper off for it last time I seen her. You need that little rubber piece on the bottom one. I don't know what's going on.
Man, I never, listen. That truck always had a bump on it. That truck I've never raced that truck without a bump.
I gotta go back and look at it again, man. Last time I seen it was in Bradenton when I was down there. Nah, exactly.
Hey, we'll do your homework then, man, because it got a bump on it now.
Oh, tell me.
We gotta push people out the way, man. It got a bump on it now.
It don't have no doors on it. I'm trying to make a excuse not to rent it. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Hey, well, if you get away from T5, just know me and you locked, goddammit. There's no me and you locked.
No. You locked with me. I ain't really. You might be locked with me, but that won't happen.
Man, listen, man. Hey, man. You ain't even got to. First of all, I already told you, Coochie. You ain't even got to worry about this waiver. Nobody, man. The only thing I'm gonna do if I go get a little shaky, I'm just gonna push that Alagala logo out on the steering wheel, man. We going right by Mandrell. That's lightweight.
Oh, okay.
Like fans say, lightweight, man.
Okay. Hey, T5. That's too much. That's too much information.
Hey, Coochie,
I got another call on, man. This is the first time on our show, man. We got to get this brother on the phone. 954-9194. You on live with Crew Chief.
Hey, what's up, T5 and Trevor? This is Preacher Man.
Oh, what's going on, Preacher Man? Long time no hear, Preacher Man. What's happening, brother? What's good with you?
Yeah, we can't call it. That's what everybody said. They can't call it, so we can't call it neither. Hey, y'all going to County Line this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're going to County Line this weekend, Preacher Man.
They got any lockdown races down there?
What was that?
Anybody got a lockdown race down there?
Preacher, you got to take your phone on speakerphone. Sound like you got your phone on speakerphone, so your phone passing a little bit. It's a little hard to understand you.
I'm sorry. I said, anybody got any lockdown races down there?
We got a couple lockdown races. If you want me to lock it and tell them what they are, I could, but I wouldn't want to do that to you, brother, to be honest with you.
All right, that's cool. Is anybody coming from out of town?
You need Machete Eddie to answer all the race questions about the race. I mean, I've been working. I'm just coming to support them, and I know I personally got a race myself. I'd definitely be in the building, me and my crew. Go out racing, and we'll be looking at a hit somebody upside the head.
All right, I got one more question for you. And you know what? I support y'all's show. I listen to it all the time. I don't come on there. I enjoy you guys. You know, Big Low's at the top of the list no matter what happens, and your whole crew and everything. And ain't nobody can say nothing about you. Y'all at the top. You and T5, I know y'all going to get it together, like you say. But whatever happened to that Mississippi Joe? He's supposed to come out, wasn't he? Wasn't he supposed to come out or something and do something with
it? Mr. Preacher Man, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hold on 1 second, Preacher Man. I got to cook this dude in right here. Crew Chief, not to cut you off.
Go ahead. Not a problem.
I got
a problem. I ain't nobody.
478-8870. Your hand been going up and down. You got something to say to Crew Chief?
What's going on, fella? This Kenny.
Oh, man. What's going on, Kenny, man?
Ain't that going on, man? That man leave Mississippi Joe name long.
Hey. Preacher Man can hear you. Preacher Man can hear you. You can talk. You can tell him yourself, man.
How you doing, Preacher?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I live a little bit north of y'all. I'm in Georgia.
What part of Georgia you in, man?
Oh, I'm down by Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. You saw what my team did last week over at the house of Hook, didn't you?
We did what now?
Cool performance against the white boys.
What about him?
Well, hold on, Kenny. Why don't you give us a race cap of what happened, Kenny, since you want to get on and you want to, you know, crack jokes and stuff. Get on and tell us what happened last week, Kenny.
Yeah, all I can tell you is Coop Captain. You ain't seen the video?
You come out the video with white boys versus Mustang. I saw the video, and I heard a little speculation about it. Said they had a little problem, but you can't see it on the video or whatever happened. I'm not 100% sure because I wasn't there, so I'm not going to elaborate on what happened or what they said happened. But I did understand they said they had an issue, and they're supposed to run that race back again, correct?
I don't know. Well, cool. We got a race this weekend at the zoo. I don't know if the white boys
are
going to run
them
this weekend. I don't know.
Hey, Fire, check in.
Hey, Kenny, I got a question. Did both cars make a clean hit?
They said the white boys, I guess around the 3:30, black tie spun. But, you know, that's all in racing, ain't it?
Yeah, you're right about that. That's all in racing. I mean,
I
don't know what happened.
From my understanding, the white boy tested all day there.
Hey, Kenny, come on. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Not you're breathing in the phone.
It's not
that's
me.
That's Kenny Breeze Hart. Hey, Kenny. You heard what you said, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
That's all in racing, right?
Yes, all in races.
Okay. Now make sure you make sure that same rule applies to the Florida boys when stuff like that go down with the Florida boys. Don't call back and say, "Oh, you made a clean pass."
You don't always play fast, so I got to let you know early. We ain't got no more issues.
I'm talking about when we whip somebody ass and they spin the tie, and then they make all these excuses that they spun the tie, SVO spin the tie, when we was in what. All these excuses, when we whoop ass, Coochie, that's what I'm talking about. I just want him to say the same thing applies to us after November the 30th when Kenny called back.
Check in, Fire. Fire, check in.
Keep fine.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Kenny.
I'm going to tell you now, ever who you race, you don't need to make no shake now, pass. You need to come out the trailer because that's your best pass, man.
Shit.
Hey, listen.
The last time I see you at the zoo, when you come out the trailer, man, you made a hell of a pass. When you come back, I don't know what you did.
Well, T5, am I still alive?
Yeah, your mic still alive.
Hey, T5, you can make a shake down now. Glad I heard that. You can make a shake down now. Hey, man, you ain't even got to worry about
something.
I already told you, man, Drew.
Hey, man, Andrea.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you better let T5 make one shake out of the pad, then get him on the second round.
Five, check in.
Man, you ain't got nothing else.
Hey, put your set. T5, you put some front runners all the way around that car, you got the back tie.
Hey, man, shit.
Listen, man, Andrea. I'm going to tell you like this here, man, Andrea. I already told you. Hey, Kenny, I'm going to do this for you, Kenny. I'm going to hold you to the same bed that we got dog on. I want you to get naked now. Just like dog. You and dog, we both going to get naked from the tree. But you laughed so much last week now. I want you to know, me and you and dog got the same bed. I want you to get naked with dog.
Stop. But,
sure
enough,
T5,
you locked in with the white boys in Florida?
Man, listen, only thing I'm doing is making sure I get this thing back together right. And I'm telling you, it's going down, man. I got to have that Superman shit on the back of that window, man.
Yeah, it's Super Freak, bro. You got to have that Super Freak.
T5,
when I see your car up in North Carolina, man, I seen a hell of a pass, man. I said, Lord, hey, you know what? I lost $100 on that damn bitch.
Hey, who that is? You said his name Kenny?
Yeah, that's Kenny.
You know you can buy that motherfucker like Kenny. You know everything we own is for sale.
What now?
You know everything we own is for sale.
Man, I had to go with Cooper Farm, man. All our cars were straight, man. We don't have no flaws. We come out the trailer as is.
No problem. That's good. That's better. That takes out all the excuses. But I mean, when you get your ass old beat, you just got your ass old beat.
That's true.
So,
hey, Kenny, one thing to say. We can't say nothing bad about Coop, man. They doing their thing, man. One time out,
Coop performance.
And I'm going to tell you like
Coop
this.
They made me last week.
We know when problems, you know, we get problems and problems do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, we ain't no hating over here, though.
Right.
But, you know, hey, to my race family and everybody, dog, y'all know it's my anniversary, dog. I'm going to go ahead to white sky. I got that look right now, Miles. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to chill. I'm going to make y'all boys up, bro.
Hold on. Go ahead, Coochie.
No, I was just going to tell you, happy anniversary, bro. You know, hey, I've been bumping and grinding. I ain't know, bro. I ain't know it was anniversary, bro. But, hey, do your thing and, shit. I'm going to send you this picture, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you this picture, bro. Just look at it. You know what I mean? Just, hey, before you get ready to do tonight, just go look at this picture I'm going to send you.
And I got.
Hey, Lo.
Hello, bro.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna put you in the private room, Lo. I need to tell you something. Hey, Coochie, hold it down 1 second. I'll talk to Big Homie 1 second.
All right, go ahead.
Hey Coochie.
Yeah, talk to me.
Coochie, when you gonna jump on that red now?
Man, I hope somebody hook up the Dirty Red and bring him with him. I'm hunting. Listen, I refuse to let this year end, and I don't knock Fox and Dirty Red. Either he gonna beat me, or I'm gonna beat him. One or the other. But I got to have Dirty Red this year. I want to catch him because normally he don't make too many passes. You know, normally something crazy always happens. A tie. Bust a tire, bust a motor, stupid stuff happens. So I want to catch him. So any of that stuff happens. You know what I mean? I got to have him last year at the end of the year. I got away from Little Red Riding Hood. This year I want to go ahead and pull away from Dirty Red.
Tell you what, that damn green truck look good, man.
Man, damn that green truck.
That damn green Hornet look good.
Man, damn that green truck, man. Man, what I care about Dirty Red, you can stick it in a net chair and tell me have you ever seen an ass on a net.
I hear you talking.
Man, damn Dirty Red. Down on his ass I go. He better stay in cliff for that yellow bitch. Cause if he get in the way, I guarantee I'm gonna put a stripe on that motherfucker for him.
I hear you. Hey Matt Dre, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on. That was me who did that video. I'm pretty sure you probably know that.
Hey, but, you did a good video, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I know one thing. I'm glad we got my car running good now. She ready now. It ain't the same no more. You got it right.
You got the shift to be, Mandrea?
Hey, I tell you what. If I come down 9, 10, come down 30, you're going to see it, Pete. Don't worry about it. You're going to see it.
I ain't talking about looking at your shit on the trailer, man. We talking about you got the shift to fix, man.
I race. When I come to the track, I race. What I do, I race when I talk to the track.
Listen, man, Joe, we ain't talking about racing them damn big wheels you had down there this weekend, man. We talking about actually going down the damn racetrack with your car, man.
Oh, everything fixed on it, man. I'm telling you, everything fixed.
You coming out this weekend, man, Joe?
Huh?
Coming out to the zoo this weekend?
I don't know, man. I got some stuff. I want to come down there. I really want to come down and film some of that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandrill.
Yeah.
Mandrill. No, I ain't gonna say that, Mandrill. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Say it.
Hey, You on the side by Macon, right?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of Macon.
Okay, bottom line, you on the side by 75, right? You don't live on the 95 side of Georgia. You live on the 75 side of Georgia, right?
Yeah, I'm close to 75, yeah.
Okay, you close to 75. I'm going to pay you $100 cash. If you find Dirty Red and bring him with you, make sure he got a truck with him.
Yeah, I'm here right by Dirty Red now.
If you find Dirty Red and bring him with you, I'm going to give you $100 American when I see you.
All right, when I go tomorrow, I'm going there and talk to his dad tomorrow.
Man, Pop going to be shaking like a $2 hole in church, man. Pop going to say, yo.
Watch this. A lie ain't nothing for somebody to tell, right? Mandrea. You say you live right by Dirty Red. I'm going to tell you right now on the phone. You tell me, Hold on. You just said you live by Dirty Red. Dirty Red don't live where you live, Mandrea.
Dirty Red live in Roberta. I live in Taylor County.
But you said you live right by Dirty Red. Dirty Red don't live where you live, Mandrea.
That right?
Now, just keep talking.
Well, in the country, you know, in the country, fire, you know, them boys, in the country, you know, that shit like saying that, you know, they live by one another. You know, they just a few towns over, but they live by one another. In the city, you know, right by one another, meaning next door, on the same block, you know, one or two streets over. But in the country, you know, it might be a different time.
I was kicking
him
in the nuts.
I was kicking him in the nuts. See, he don't want me to talk. I was kicking him in the nuts.
He gonna text Dirty Red. He gonna text Dirty Red. I guarantee Dirty Red ain't gonna call in the phone. He ain't gonna call into the show. Dirty Red ain't gonna lock me in, and Dirty Red, I'm not gonna race. Don't waste your minutes on texting Dirty Red. You got one of the prepaid phones, right? If you got one of the prepaid phones, man, I wouldn't advise you to use your minutes like that, brother.
No, I don't have a prepaid phone. We all Verizon up here, bro.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Scoochie, he bragging on Verizon, and he can't get answer but three callers on the phone at one time. His phone drop off. He can't do like AT&T, have 10 people on the phone at one time.
Well,
I don't
know.
Yeah,
that means that's like that. AT&T. I don't know. A5.
Yeah.
He talking about he got Verizon. He need Verizon, 'cause that's the only thing he pick up in the goddamn woods. And he in the boondocks. That's the only thing he pick up out there is Verizon.
I like being in the damn woods, too.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie now. Me and Five used to be coming through Georgia. Me and Five in the truck. We got five phones. I got two phones, Five got three phones. We got five phones. All the phones go out but that Verizon. Five like, man, you got service? Yeah, I still got service. Two of his phones went out. My Sprint went out. We had AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint. Man, only thing stood up in the paint was that Verizon. All the rest
that's
of the
right.
junk, man, they were flaking, boy. They were flaking. But, I ain't on the show to talk about who got the best coverage. I'm on the show to talk about who else we going to get on. So you get on that Verizon phone and you call up a couple of your folks. Call up Dirty Red and tell him I got a bounty on his head. Hey, Fire, you think we need to do that? We need to do that, Fire? You think we need to put a bounty on
him? I just texted.
I might have to put a bounty on Dirty Red, man, because he talk a good game. And talking about how good his truck run and all this and all that, all this fabulous shit, man. Talking about how his flames and all that, I don't care nothing about that. I don't care nothing about that. And that shit don't impress me. You got to remember, I had flames before he had flames. All that shit he doing this year, I did that shit last year. So, ketchup ain't good for nothing but a hot dog.
I hear you.
Yeah. Straight up. Yeah, I'm selling out and motherfucker. And goddamn dog ass ain't saving neither. I got to catch his ass. He been beating on his chest. He said he stopped me from saying Johnson and Johnson. He stopped me. He said, quote, unquote, I stopped crew chief from you saying that Johnson and Johnson shit. Guess what? I'm going to start back saying that Johnson & Johnson when I get off his ass. So that's what I'm going to use to push in his ass, that Johnson & Johnson. So it won't be long. It won't be long. I'm looking for him like Future. I'm looking for him. Believe that.
I hear you.
Hey, Five.
Yo.
Yeah. So what's next? Talk to me, brother. We got everybody on the phone at the standstill right now. He said he takes Dirty Red. We already know Dirty Red ain't coming.
Yeah, he had a better chance of texting Coop, man, than getting Dirty Red. Coop, at least Coop will answer the text message. If he ain't try to text Coop, he might be dropping them bags. But you can try to text him, he might answer.
Whoa. I'm talking about my homeboy Coop. Dirty Red just said, what the hell are you talking about?
Whoa.
I
dare
my name called. I all rolled over in the bed. What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Coop, what's happening, Coop?
What's going on?
Man, you better than Red, man, to pull you down here with that Chevy, man, and blow diesel smoke all over the car.
No, I'm pulling with my Bronco. I got an 85 Bronco. I'll be down in it.
He got the OJ. He got the OJ.
I'm coming to do what OJ did, goddamn it. And I'm going to get away.
No. Hey, you ain't doing that. We're going straight to jail, fucking around down here.
Oh, boy.
That's all
Coop.
Doing, man.
Hey, Coop.
Yeah, what's going on?
Man, how much you want for that motherfucker, man? I'm gonna help you out now. How much you want for that motherfucker?
On what?
The car, goddamn it! You can keep the Bronco. I don't care nothing about the Bronco. You can keep. You can keep the Bronco.
Yeah, that about the only way you all run me, man. You know what I mean? You just get the car. That's about the only way I see. You small. Hey, good God Almighty.
What you talking about? I'm small.
Buying the Mustang, man. Who the crew? Yeah, the T5, man. T5.
No, the crew chief, man. I know everybody says he sounded like on the phone, but
Yeah. You for real or you just talking, man?
Man, I'm trying to help you out, man. How much you want for that?
Trying to help me?
Yeah.
You just trying to keep that man off. You trying to keep that man off your booty, man.
I'm trying to help the man take you. I'm trying to help the man take his kid to Disney World, man.
No, I got that money.
Disney World. So I'm trying to help him get there. How much you want for that motherfucker, man?
No. We won a nice little chunk last week. So I appreciate the white boy for the day donation. So, you know. Yeah, I got mine off that. Yeah.
Damn, they done fucked me up. I was going to make sure you had enough money so y'all can get all the express passes, too. But damn, y'all don't want that money, so I ain't nothing I can do. I can put you a little cover dollars back in my piggy bank and save them for another day.
I was talking to T5, and T5 told me, Coop, now I hope you went over there and won some. I said, exactly. I won some money to pay for my trip to come down there. That's real talk.
hey, Coop, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I done. I went over there and went down the track. I was right behind them going out. I don't even think they buckled the Super Freak now. I was right behind them. I won my money. I was right behind them getting up out of there. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you hard, man. Coop. You hard.
Hey, Coop, I got one question. I asked Kenny.
Yeah.
I asked Kenny, now I'm going to ask you. Did both cars make a clean hit? That's what I want to know.
Basically, they had you to tie it a little bit. They had you to tie it a little. But, you know, the race was over with it. The tree in the 60. That shit was over with. And it was. He was out past the 60 when he did that.
So what you trying to say? You needed some catch up?
No, man, hell no. Why y'all ain't locked the man back in? Y'all seen the man haze the tie, goddammit. Y'all should just lock the man back in and gave the man another shot at money.
He didn't ever say, you know what I mean? That guy said it, you know. But they never said they want to lock back in, you know.
Oh, okay.
I
got a text from Dirty Red.
What Dirty Red said?
I got a text. You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, I got to read me the text.
He said, can't get on at the shop around a lot of noise. He's supposed to give me some change to come to the race.
Say what?
Said somebody's supposed to give some change to the race.
Man, tell Dirty Red, I'm going to call him. Tell Dirty Red, I say call me after the show.
Okay.
Tell Dirty Red I say call me after the show, but goddamn, everybody know Dirty Red ain't got no shop. Everybody know Dirty Red motherfucker making excuses.
Man, listen. Dirty Red and damn Mandrill backyard in the shed back there, man, hot.
I'm telling you.
Now, look at that. All our stuff is straight, and we got Mustangs, so he ain't making no shop.
No. I ain't say in your shop, see. I said, in your backyard, in your shop.
Oh. Nah. All I got is Oh, boy.
Coop, what day y'all coming down, Coop?
We probably going to come on that Friday, I guess, you know.
Okay.
More likely we'll be on that Friday.
You gonna bring my partner with you?
Oh yeah, he got to come. He got to come. Hey,
he just took Coochie Jaw. Damn right he got the car. Low got to be lined up, don't he?
No.
I got to put that video up.
Man, listen. Hey, Coochie, yeah. Let me tell you something about this boy, Jack Coop, right? You seen his little son, right? His son looking up on the car, like telling the daddy what they is, what kind of suspension up under there. This is joking. He's smart now. You got to watch Coop now. You seen his son?
Oh, yeah.
What he got up under there, son?
Oh, yeah, he's 8 years old.
That's good. He learned, because you know what that means. He go up and look up on his car. What he got up under there, son? Daddy, you need to go back to the lab, Daddy. You need to go back to the lab. Don't mess with him, Daddy. You need to go back to the lab.
Oh, no, he ain't going to never tell his daddy that.
Yeah, you going to look up under there? Hey, Daddy, you got them cheap shots, Daddy. He got them good shots, Daddy. You got to get them cheap shots as well, there, Daddy.
I'm gonna get by man. Shit, I gap you up, play you close. Damn.
Shit. Hey, I'm going to be 100, man. I like to look at it from the back, so go ahead and gap me. Let me see what you look like from the back. I want to see your ass shag, so let me look at you from the back.
You might not give it one race. You gap
me. You go ahead and tell me.
I ain't
going to
give it one race.
If you can't handle that, gap. I understand, you know, then just go ahead and keep it close. But if you can go ahead and gap me, I prefer you just go ahead and gap
me. I think I'm going to listen to my man. Now, he said, I ain't going to get but one raise. I better not gap
you. Yeah, you just might. He might be right. Yeah. I doubt that. If you gap me, I ain't worried about it. That's why I got my big bro T5. We gonna get that money back with interest. So I ain't worried about you. You definitely ain't going nowhere. We got enough in our arsenal to get that money back now.
That's what I'm saying, Drea.
Leave that.
How you gonna get past me? Me and Lou already talked. We gonna roll on both. Round on both y'all. What y'all talking about? Oh yeah.
Hey, we gonna much oblige you. Listen. It's bad when you bring your son all the way to Florida to get an ass with him, man. That's bad, cool.
I ain't going to lose them all. Bitch,
hey, where's that track at anyway? I located at.
Some say St. Petersburg. Some say Clearwater. You know, but the track address is Clearwater.
What's the name of the track?
Showtime Dragway.
Showtime?
Yeah.
That's about an hour and a half south of Orlando, right?
About an hour and 50.
No. That ain't, no, hell no. That's a lot. Orlando on the east side, we on the west side.
Oh, okay.
No, he said how
man
far is from Orlando.
He said, no, he didn't. He said south of Orlando.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not South Orlando. You on East side. You on Tampa. You on Bradenton side.
Yes,
Orlando
west,
on
west of Orlando. Yes, west of Orlando.
West of Orlando, okay.
Okay, so it looks like a pretty good track. They pulled it up. I see Trap Red and I'm making a shakedown play.
It's just like Bradenton. I mean, a track just like Bradenton is a good track. And we got professionals coming to do the prep the track. So all them motherfuckers talking about they got 50,000 horsepower and shit. Huh. You gonna be out there breaking axles. So all you motherfuckers with them stock axles, stay home.
So you telling me 20 inch blind like that ain't gonna work?
Say what now?
So you telling me these 28 fly X I got ain't gonna work?
See, who that is, Kenny?
Nah, the coupe. So you telling me my 28 fly ain't gonna work?
You ain't got no power. You'll be all right. You ain't got no
power.
Boy,
you better not let me turn that W on.
You ain't got no power, coupe. You ain't got no power. You'll be all right.
Yeah, so if I turn that W on, that just sure enough means you ain't got yourself nothing in, ain't it?
No, that ain't what that means. That just means you turned the W. That just means you turned the W on. That's all that means, Coop.
And then how do I can look it up then. They come down 75 and how much is it on 75? Okay, get out. I'll figure it out. I'm just trying to see how close it was.
Really, you going out tonight?
No.
Damn. Yeah, I just stopped by the house and sent it down. Keep on rolling.
All right. Well, shit, that's what's up. Everybody talking about making house calls. Mandrea.
Yeah.
For you or Coop, I know both of y'all coming down that side. I got 100 American dollars. Y'all bring Dirty Red, which make sure he got his truck with him and is running.
Good.
$100 to bring him with you. I'll handle the rest from there. $100 to bring him with
you. Yeah.
Shoot, man, I'm going to get back at y'all, man. I got to get out of here.
All right, that's what's up. We about to do the same selfish.
Yep.
Shit. 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock will be here before you know it.
Yeah, hold it.
I got to run at it. Five.
Hey, Crew Chief, I know you got to go, brother, but I got Big Perm, big man on from Chicago. 1 second. 630-0018. You on live with Coochie.
Hey, what's happening, Coochie?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, this Big Punisher from Chicago, man. Hey, y'all talking about how nice their track is down there in Showtime. Y'all better have some shutdown room in that motherfucker. Because last I heard, that SVO's supposed to be going out the back door with somebody, so they better have some shutdown room in that motherfucker.
Shit, they have some shutdown room, goddamn. SVO better have some motherfucking Betty Lambs. Because if he going out the back door of the 8 Mile track, he a bad motherfucker.
It's an 8 Mile track. They said, is that Baldy Ray Shaw talking about? I just got on.
No, that Baldy Ray is in Orlando. Now,
okay,
Baldy Ray, if they're going out the back door, listen, if they go out the back door with a motherfucker, if SVO go out the back door with a motherfucker at Baldy Ray, I like SVO. And that bitch screaming
okay.
to the 8.
Okay.
That bitch is hell on wheels.
Hey, now, excuse me, because I just clicked in, man. I was loading. I'm out here working, running the midnight oil. I just jumped in and caught the tail end of what y'all was talking about Florida and the Showtime, but I got my tracks mixed up. But that's why I was making the comment on they better have to shut down roads, because I heard that motherfucking SBO supposed to be going out the back door when he come to Florida.
When he, like I say, when he get down, when they get down, SVO get down here to Florida, man, God damn. I like it. They go out the back door. I like it. Now, only motherfucker I don't like him against is my partner. If they white Camaro. If they fuck with that white Camaro going out the back door, they going to be in for a rude awakening. But other than then, shit, I like it. I like them boys on the back. Them boys hell in the eighth, man. You got to see that motherfucker about 100. About 150 feet out, man, that motherfucker changed tunes, boy. The whole car
okay.
changed tunes, boy. By 150 feet in the run, man, they turn some shit on, like they close a wastegate up on that motherfucker or something, boy. Whatever the fuck they do, man, they cut that bitch on, and that motherfucker go to ride in, boy.
I got to see him up there at the house hook, man. God dang. Whoa.
Yeah. That's a bad bitch right there, boy. That bitch there is bad. And if everybody, you get a lot of people say you hear a lot of people say, man, when I go to 1-1, the bitch can't stay there. Damn, they 1-1. When them bitches get 150 feet, boy, if you ain't made your move by then, the further you go down the track, the uglier that shit get, boy.
That motherfucker gonna fuck you up over there.
Yeah,
I was halfway on the track when I seen them run. Man, god damn, boy. Like you saying, they turned something on.
What's
y'all predictions this weekend over at Holly Springs? Y'all heard about that when you go down this weekend, right?
No, I didn't even know they had a race this weekend at Holly Springs.
They locked in with Wick. They locked in to run the junior car. And then they turned around and locked in again to run the Predator again. They got two races locked in for Sunday.
Who did that?
Terry and Witt. They locked in again for
Sunday. Oh, SVO?
Yeah, with SVO.
SVO all the way.
SVO all the way.
SVO all the way. Witt got a motherfucking headache, man.
Yeah.
Witt got a fucking headache.
I do agree with you on that, buddy. I do. How Chubby doing?
Oh, Chubby. Oh, man, he all right. He getting himself together, man. Like I say, man, we getting ourselves together. You know, around this time of the year, we go ahead and open our bag of tricks up a little bit more. So right now we're in the process of open up. Well, let me quit saying that. We getting ourselves together. I don't want to run nobody away just yet.
The last time I told you this, that damn dog came out of nowhere and jumped on me. I told you, man, I really appreciate you and old Chili, which I'll be doing, man. I want you to get back up putting that Johnson Johnson on them cats, man.
Man, I got it. Listen. Kill it. Man, listen. I got the Johnson & Johnson. Dog say he stopped me saying the Johnson & Johnson. But dog going to be the reason I come back with the Johnson & Johnson. Just because he said he stopped me, I'm going to start back with him, the Johnson & Johnson. Trust me,
right,
I hold him.
Right.
Hey, I love him to death, but I got to have him. I got to have him. He think this shit's sweet over here.
I just wanted to chime in, man, and just wave a hand at you, man. I'm out here burning that midnight oil in the truck, man.
Ain't never. I know how it is, brother. Hey, I know exactly how it is, brother. I'll be burning the midnight oil about 2:00 in the morning.
I got to do the same thing, man. I get up probably about 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and run down through these final comments real quick. So go ahead and give me a final comment, bro. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here and try to hit the sack. I can go ahead and get up out of here because, hey, time
good
waits
show.
No man.
Good show. I know I won't be able to make that November 30th rate. You know, I got a lot of in-laws and all that stuff coming home. But I know I'll be at my thousand race, and if any way possible, I'm gonna hook that red truck up to my truck and pull it down there.
Yo, no problem. Hey. You got $100 when I see you.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, you were on the same bet with Dawg, so you come in the Baldy race. I just want before we leave Baldy race for you to do like Dawg, start from the tree, get naked and walk to your truck.
I hear you. Now, wait a minute. Who you gonna run?
Listen, you already know who we gonna run. We running that Black Monte Carlo with Super Freak at the back window, man. That's me, you, and Dawg Bet. So you already know, man.
Okay.
Don't try to get on here and advertise like I'm gonna change my damn tune. I ain't changing no goddamn tune, Timmy. I'm gonna do you like Low Hat Terry ass. I'm gonna fog your glasses up.
Like Low Hat Terry.
Yeah, from SVO down there, that off Low Terry's over there with his damn glasses fogged up.
Yeah, I know it, but Terry got some damn revenge over in the house hook though.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That shit gonna come back again. Crew Chief, you said you can get out of here. Let me get these quick people right quick. You can shut down the show because you got to go to work. Hold on 1 second.
786-9513.
Bartholomew, my ass.
Yeah, motherfucker, I've been talking about your ass, goddamn right. And I hope your faggot ass ain't listening.
I hear your faggot motherfucker ass. One thing you forgot to tell motherfuckers is I'm the one, the last bitch that fucked you up in that damn truck. I'm the last bitch
that fucked you up. That's why I got to have you, brother.
Anything you drive for the rest of the year, anything I catch you sitting in, you got the back motherfucking tie.
I want it.
Anything you sitting in, bitch.
Okay, hey, I want it.
Hey, P5.
Hey,
Willie. P5.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, P5. Is P5 on the phone?
Yes, yes sir. You're I'm right phone. Here.
Hey, what did I lose to you, man? I know I paid you some money, but I forgot what I bet it on. What did I lose on?
You lost. You finna lose 2 times with the motherfuckers. You lost with the white boys in performance, and you finna lose again when they come down here to the floor.
Them the same one that's gonna gap your motherfucking ass. If it don't, I'm gonna get buck ass naked. I'm gonna get buck naked.
Don't worry about
the story line.
Listen, you and Kenny both gonna be
line.
Naked bitches. Yeah,
I'm gonna start from the starting line and walk all the way motherfucking home. Hey, listen,
I don't want you to walk home. I just want you to walk to your truck because I already told the police that it's going to be an old man walking around with a piece of bacon hanging. Y'all don't lock him up. He's just going to his truck.
What you want, Chris?
No, this kid here, you owe me $50 too, man.
You a goddamn, what owe you $50 for?
Gap the white boys.
I ain't bet you a goddamn quarter.
Keep eye. What we say?
On what now, Kenny?
Last week, when we was talking, the host said the white boys was going to be cool. I told him I want 52.
Did I bet you?
Yeah. Now, you wanted to bet 100. Keep eye with they for 50. I said I want the other 50.
Okay, if you say so, because if you say I owe you, I owe you then. All right, I don't wrestle no bets. If I owe you, I owe you then, motherfucker.
Right. Hey, man, you know that motherfucker got, and you know dog got that motherfucking
Alzheimer's.
That motherfucker got that Alzheimer's and shit, man. You know that motherfucker.
Shit. I know what I owe T5, but I ain't
even
know what the fuck I owe him for.
See what I'm talking about? Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, he ain't got to worry about one thing, because you're a cop.
I paid it.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah,
sir? He ain't got to worry about nothing, because see, you're a cop for that. As long as you ain't no constituent or a comrade, he all right.
Hey, they might not know what you're talking about. They might not know about that sermon I put on
the air. Hey, Willie, this big car from Chicago, man. I come on a couple of weeks ago. You was giving me a hard time about me talking to crew chief about the Johnson & Johnson. Hey, man, but after listening to that sermon you put on, hey, man, I got a different outlook about you, brother. You a pretty good chief.
I want y'all to know something. This is all jokes aside. Dog is good for the game. The old motherfucker got a good heart. But the only thing you got to understand, the motherfucker said straight from the motherfucking heart. So whatever he say, you got to take for face value.
Yeah, right. The other day on my show, I was looking for you, and you didn't even show up, man. I told you I wanted you on the show to advertise
your
show.
I was on your show. I was on your show. I got kicked off and couldn't get back on. You know, your shit was full of goddamn to the wall.
Oh. Because I definitely wanted you on there to advertise the show.
Yeah, man, I was on and
now, you know, the boy got them AT&T phone guy. Now, you know, they lose like that. They move. All
right.
Now, man, listen, dog's a popular person, man. You have to call 14 minutes ahead of time to get on dog show, man. So, I mean, I called, waited on the phone, everything. Got on, got ready to back the one button and got picked up.
If you call 13 minutes before the show, your ass ain't going to get on.
I'm gonna tell you what about that last show. If you call in the first 10 minutes, you could have got on, because I guarantee you there's a lot of people hanging up on that server.
They did? Hey, you're right. They was hanging up. They was hanging up on it because they didn't understand what the fuck was going on. They didn't understand that knowledge.
Hey, man, I appreciate old Bishop. I appreciate you putting Bishop on.
Hey, but look here, man. We ain't gonna hold up because we heard old goddamn old Johnson say you gotta give him some beauty now. That black motherfucker better try to get all the sleep he can. When I fuck him up, they gonna put him back in motherfucking sleep.
Hey, dog. Hey, just know I've been here some weeks, motherfucker. I'm back in the gym. I'm back listening my shit. So you know what time it is.
Hey, I wanna make sure I'm straight. Is that Kenny on the phone? Is that Kenny? Yeah, all that mother.
Yeah, that's Kenny.
All right.
Hey, I get it when I see you, man. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, it is. Let me know somebody that you know that I'm gonna see tomorrow. I'm going to the track tomorrow. Who you know in the track tomorrow?
Hey, you leave that motherfucker, you stop tricking with that goddamn lady out of the haunted house at the Waffle. Who was at the Waffle House, goddamn, you'll remember.
Yeah, hey, but I'm going to take it out on Coochie's faggot ass. I'm taking it off on his faggot ass.
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, dog, I made sure I started back working out this month, especially just for you, because I want to manhandle your old ass. I want to
beat you over. You know, I talk a lot of homosexual shit. I'm not really a homosexual, but I'm going to fuck Coochie real.
Hey, dog, when I slide up in your dog, I'm going to straighten that leg out for you. Well, hey, like, damn, dog, I'm walking straighter than a motherfucker.
I don't want you to put my leg out now. Straighten my leg out. I fuck right in.
Hey, you remember on, you seen the movie White Chicks?
Huh?
You seen the movie White Chicks?
What about White Chicks? Yeah, I'm calling you.
You see how brother was putting the white girls in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
That's your motherfucking ass. When I get done with you.
Okay.
So you took that shit up now, dog. I want that screen.
Go ahead and do your final comments. You got dog on for final comment. Kenny dropped off. And you got a man, he's from Chicago.
All right, well, who we left off with, bro?
You left off with Dog. Dog was the last one, then you got a man from Chicago.
All right, well, shit, Dog, you want to give us a final comment, Dog? No, go ahead and get the Chicago buddy, dude from Chicago up out of here, and then we'll do...
Hey, I'm straight because I'm on my cell phone. I'm going to get off of now because they beat your lost signal, but... Yeah, man, I've been listening to y'all. Good show, though. And like I said, we're going to talk about it. We're going to see y'all on over in the 39 in Clearwater, Florida. That is Showtime Raceway. We're going to be acting a motherfucking fool.
All right, 10 folk. For sure. Yep.
Hey, dog.
All right.
All right, brother. Yeah.
Anybody else?
630-630-0018.
from Chicago.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, this is Big Fun. This is Big Fun. Hey, T5, Crew Chief, hey, man, y'all doing a hell of a job, man. Appreciate y'all, man. All I got to say is everybody be safe and God bless. All right,
appreciate it. All right, thanks, man. Yeah. Man, you, hey, stay
safe. Appreciate it, man. You do the same, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Who was on, me, Five?
Yeah, we was waiting on this phone call from the race, from the racetrack. We got one of our representatives, one of our brothers over at the racetrack. They having so much fun over there tonight. They was gonna call in from old Showtime and tell everybody how the track was hooking, but the guys that was gonna call in had a little technical difference with their car. So we didn't get that call. I was gonna surprise you on that, Crew Chief. Let you know how the track was hooking, and they had a little problem with their car. So you ain't get that phone call, but I guarantee you next week you're going to get
it. They done broke the motherfucking axe. I already knew it, goddammit.
Yeah, man, listen, man, you know how I go, man. So, you know, with that being said.
Hold on, let me tell all the motherfuckers, tell y'all motherfuckers now. All you motherfuckers with them stock axes, stay the fuck home. If you coming that bitch with stock axes, if you got a race car and stock axes, leave that motherfucker. You better have 33s or better. 33 splines or better. Them 28 splines, them 30 splines, man, leave them shit home. Don't even think about it. You got 33 splines or better, your ass good. Other than then, man, you asking for trouble, man. But, hey, it is what it is. So that leave it on me, Fire?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I want to thank all my listeners for who called in the show just to listen to see what we got going on. You know, sorry for coming in late. It's totally my fault. I'm on up for that. Like I say, sorry about getting a late start, but I appreciate y'all. I love you. It's definitely going down real big. Kid Squad Racing. We ain't out. The season ain't over yet. We ain't in the ninth inning yet. You know what I mean? So it ain't over for us. You know, a lot of people got us counted down and out. But we gonna surprise a lot of people. Y'all just stay tuned. So with that being said, I thank y'all for listening. Good show. Appreciate everybody calling in, giving their comments, expressing how they feeling, shooting shit with the fellas for a few hours. I appreciate my main man, T5, for what he do for the show. While I'm on the show, off the show, as a brother, as a team member, as a mentor, because T5 do mentor, we mentor one another a lot. So, you know, whether y'all know that or not, we do mentor one another a lot in a lot of different areas throughout life. So I want to thank him for everything that he do for me and my crew, Big Low. Happy anniversary, him and his beautiful wife. Show out tonight, boy, show out tonight. I don't know if he's still listening or not. Homeboy, show out tonight. Make sure you show out tonight. I'm going to show you that picture, big dog. I show you this picture. You just, hey, go in the bathroom, get yourself together, and come, hey, go show out tonight. But, yeah, that's what it is. Two times, Fast by Gas. I know he ain't pushed the one button. He might have been on the show, but I know he normally be around. Fast by Gas. I got to give a belated birthday to my main man, Fast by Gas. I'm sorry I forgot about your brother, but happy belated birthday. He got on my ass and got me in check, so I got to give him his props. Appreciate the phone call. Happy belated birthday, Fast by Gas. We love you. We going to do this shit. We here. Kid Squad Racing. T5, Big Low, Crew Chief, Fast by Gas, Obnoxious, PRD, ATF, Speed and Truck, goddamn TRZ, Ronnie Brown. Shit, we here, baby. We here. Grudge Inc. We here. We definitely here. So with that being said, till next week this time, peace. I'm out.
Good night.